Masechtas Demai, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. When it comes to taking off Miser, one does not need to take off grain from the same pile to exempt the rest of the pile. One can take from one pile to exempt a different pile, as long as they both have the same level of obligation. Both piles have to be Tevel, or the same status of Demai, that they have the same obligation. But if one is Chulin, that it was already, the Trumas and Maisers were taken off of already, and the other pile is Tevel, that it hasn't yet had Maiser taken off, you cannot separate from the Chulin, which is exempt, in order to be used to exempt the pile of Tevel, because you need to take off from something that's obligated in Trumas and Maisers in order to Pater to exempt something else that's obligated in Trumas and Maisers. So the Mishnah discusses taking off Maiser from things bought from a bakery. The bakery supplied with grain, possibly from multiple suppliers. And although when it comes to Demai, Chazal required that we take off Maiser, because although some of them, maybe the majority, take off Maiser, but there's a significant minority that don't. When it's one supplier, so he has the same status. All of his produce has the same status. He either took off or he didn't take off. But when you're dealing with multiple suppliers, one may have taken off and one may have not taken off Maiser, and you may be using grain that was already exempt from Trumas and Maisers to take off and Pater and exempt other grain that wasn't taken off Trumas and Maisers. So the Mishnah discusses this. Mishnah Gimel. Halakat mina naftim. Someone who's buying bread from a baker. So this is the baker that actually bakes the bread. The first opinion of the Mishnah is Ma'aser mina chama ala tzinenes. One can take off Maiser even from the hot loaves on the cold loaves. That means the fresh ones from today, and he can take off even for the cold ones that are the less fresh, the ones that are day old from yesterday, and from the cold ones on the hot ones, afil mitfusim harve, even if they come from different molds, and so the breads were shaped in different molds and they're from different batches, divir meir, this is the opinion of Reb Meir, that Reb Meir assumes that they all came from the same supplier, and they all have the same status, and you can take off Maiser from one to exempt the other. Reb Yehuda, he prohibits this, and he argues specifically on the first case, and he explains, Shani Eimer, Chitin Shal Emesh, Hayu Mishal Acher, Mishal Yaim, Hayu Mishal Acher. Reb Yehuda was concerned that maybe the wheat from today, from yesterday, is not from the same supplier as the wheat from today. So on the first case, where the fresh and the day-old breads, he's concerned that they came from two different suppliers, so you have to separate Maiser each one individually. The fresh ones on the fresh ones, and the day-old on the day-old. But he agrees with the second case, that if they come from different molds, that's still we rely on the fact that it came from the same supplier, as long as it's fresh on fresh, and the day-old on day-old. Reb Shimon is a third opinion in the Mishnah, and he comes to argue on the second case, and he's Oyser, even in the second case, where they come from different molds, and he requires that you have to separate from the different molds separately because they possibly came from different suppliers, but he makes a differentiation between Trumas Meiser and Chala. Reb Shimon Oyser b'Trumas Meiser. Reb Shimon prohibits separating from different molds Trumas Meiser one for the other. Umater b'Chala. However, regarding Chala, he permits Chala to be separated from the different molds on each other because the obligation for Chala comes only later in the bakery, and all of the grain was already there together in the bakery and it all came obligated at the same time. Whereas the Meiser came from the time of the harvest, and that was in different, possibly different suppliers' properties. One may have taken off Meiser, one not. Mishnah Dalin. Halakeh min a palter. Someone who buys bread from a palter, this is a bread store where he didn't bake the bread, but he's selling it and he gets supplied by a baker. So here there's a potential that there was more than one baker that supplied this bread store. So the Mishnah says, the first opinion in the Mishnah, Ma'aser mikol tfus utfus. He has to take off separate miser from each different mold. Breads that came in different shaped mold, he has to take off Maiser individually, each mold for its mold, and not one on the other. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, me'achas al hakol, he can take off from one type of mold, even for the other molds, and we assume that this bread shop got all of the bread from the same supplier. However, Maida Rabbi Yehuda agrees, b'lakeach min a manpol, someone who buys bread from a manpol. A manpol was a much larger bread distributor, that it was, even Rabbi Yehuda agreed that this large bread distributor was supplied by multiple bakeries. So then Rabbi Yehuda agrees, shu ma'aser mikol achad ve'achad, that you have to take off ma'aser from each shaped mold individually, and you can't take ma'aser from one on the other, because they came from different, potentially from different suppliers, that one may have taken off ma'aser already and one not, so each one is taken ma'aser separately.